This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم dear listeners, welcome back to IRB English Radio. This is the program for a better life. I am Bita, and once here again, I have the opportunity to be next to you, talk to you, and actually give you some of the things that I've learned up to here. So let's go for the episode of today. As you know, in the last episodes, we were talking about the topic of gratefulness. And specifically in the last episode, we talked about the meaning of being grateful and your real gratefulness towards all of the blessings that Allah Almighty has given us. In the contrary of being grateful, we have the side of being ungrateful. In this episode, though, we're going to go for the warning of being ungrateful for blessings. As you know, just some people think that the talents and blessings in their hands are their own, and they do not think of the real benefactor or ponder the source of these talents and blessings. They think that, you know, they are the actual owners, therefore they behave with these blessings as they like and as their tendencies, laws, and wishes lead them. Okay? Which is something really sad, and I think it happens for every single one of us. I mean, it happens to every one of us that we feel like this is my blessing, this is my talent, this is my opportunity, and I want to do that. I want to do this. I tend to do that. So what happens to these people is that they use these blessings in a satanic way, and in a way that is not actually determined by Allah Almighty, and you know, they are guided by their laws and their tendencies. So, worse yet, they use these blessings to mislead their families, children, relatives, and other people. You know, this is the worst thing they can do, because not only they are destroying their own lives, and not only in this world, but also in the afterlife, they're trying to mislead other people. You know, to use the blessing of their organs to support others in committing sins. They spend the blessing of money and wealth on bad friends and assist them to commit disobedience and sins. They use the blessing of science and knowledge to serve, you know, tyrants and their followers. They use the blessing of intelligence and wisdom to mislead people. And these people, you know, change the fine blessings into ugly satanic deeds. Doing this, they advance step after step towards the eternal torment and the divine wrath, which waits for them and their followers. So, let's have this verse of Holy Quran, then we're gonna go for a short break.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need. All I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need,
oh, 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 oh,
love is all I need.
Have you not seen those who have changed Allah's favor for ungratefulness and made their people to light into a pot of perdition, into hell? They shall enter into it, and an evil place it is to settle in. So we were talking about the warnings of being ungrateful towards all the blessings that you have. And in this part of our episode, we're going to talk more about the infiniteness of blessings. You know, when we notice one of the many Quranic verses, actually we realize this meaning clearly. Allah has granted us blessings that cannot be counted, however people try to number them. Allah says, And if all the trees in the earth were pens, and the sea with seven more seas to help it were ink, the words of Allah couldn't be exhausted. Allah is mighty wise. O man, you should think of the creation of your innards and organs with reason in order to find out this truth. The blessings cannot be counted and numbered. And also, the Holy Quran says concerning the creation of man, and certainly we created man of extract of clay, then we made him a small seed in a firm resting place, then we made the seed a clot, then we made the clot a lump of flesh, then we made the lump of flesh bones, then we closed the bones with flesh, then we caused it to grow into another creation. So blessed be Allah, the best of the creators. Thus, the sperm changes through many stages into a complete human being with perfect aspects. So, we should think of the secrets of our bodies and organs, the cells the body has, and the digestive system, the veins, the blood, respiratory system, the brain, nerve, eye. And as you see, it doesn't matter how much time I try to not count the blessings and sometimes summarize them. It is something impossible. And, you know, this verse of Holy Quran that says that if all the trees in the world were pens and all of the seas and, you know, even seven more seas to help them were ink, you couldn't count the blessings that I gave you, is something really touching if you think deeply about it. Because, you know, we are turning into some ignorant beings. We ignore the blessings that we have. And we are like, okay, this is something common. If I'm healthy, this is my right to be healthy. This is my right to have eyes. And it's not like that, you know. In a blink of an eye, you cannot be healthy anymore. So be grateful. And I think in this part of the episode, we have to go for a short break. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For a Better Life. So we were talking about the infiniteness of the blessings Allah Almighty gave us. And there was this beautiful fact that scientists and experts tell us that the biologists and physiologists say that if you try to count the cells of your body day and night continuously, and every second you count 1,000 cells, you would take 300,000 years to count all the cells of your body. Just think of that. You know, it's amazing. It just gives me goosebumps to think about all these things, that how disabled we are and how ignorant we are about the things that we have. And also, scientists say that the heart is the size of a fist, but it has such great power that it contracts and expands 70 times every minute. In 30 years, it repeats this operation more than 1 million times. So, you see, the more we go deep into science and knowledge and all these scientific facts, the more we understand that we know nothing. The more we understand that how ungrateful we are, the more we understand how ignorant we are. And it's a bit sad, you know, despite the fact that we are trying to be grateful, despite the fact that we try to pray Allah Almighty, but sometimes we forget the real greatness and the truth of these blessings that we're having. The ability of man to consume food and drink via the mouth, the teeth, the tongue, the glands, the throat, and all these parts and all the activities of the digestive system is another story about the blessings that Allah has given to us. So, in addition, if we look at the upper world, light, and, you know, the stars and planets, we find many, many marvelous facts too. And that if I want to narrate all these stories about the facts and the blessings about the inner body and outer body, about the world and space, it will be something really out of our imagination. I want to end our episode of today with this beautiful verse of Holy Quran, which is, "And if you would count Allah's favors, you will not be able to number them. Most surely, Allah is forgiving, merciful." And that's it. Thank you for listening to me, dear listeners. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.